Good morning to Friday pajama parties, actors, and Pranab Mukherjee. Yes, that's a strange mix, but if real and real were two distinct spaces in the post-2014 world, that is, then that isn't there anymore. Now, where does acting end and politics begin? Or is politics just another theatrical art form? Well, with innocent questions like this, we kick off the Friday and see what was happening at the box office, aka India's politics. But before I do that, have you heard from the Prime Minister of India recently? Well, yes, that is a bit unnerving. But first up, Pranab Da has spoken. No, not at the RSS Shaka again. This time, making far more sense than his stint as the Finance Minister of India. Well, those who criticize Congress rule of 50-55 years, they forget that from where we began and where we left. If the Indian economy is to be built to US $5 trillion, we left a strong foundation of US $1.8 trillion from almost zero. Well, the former President of India, Pranab Mukherjee, said, probably because he did not get the reception or the same look from Mohan Bhagwat, the RSS Supremo, that Bhagwat gave to the German ambassador who came to the National Socialist German Workers' Party of India for a grand tour. There is something especially disturbing about the German ambassador, of all people, helping to cover up and normalizing and legitimizing the RSS's extreme bigotry, which was partly inspired by the Nazis. Don't tell me you did not see it coming. Well, yes, that was a bad pun there. But it is 19 July 2019, and what we did see coming was that cases that involve the death of Muslims in India will mete out the justice ensured by India's neo-Nazis, which means no justice. Something you will not face if you're an upper class or a caste Hindu in India, where you can get away from murder as well and be garlanded for that. And if that isn't enough, you might just get a job. And I'm not even going down the Akhlaq lynching case route. Today's story in the Indian Express, where they find several gaping holes in the prosecution cases in 10 murder cases filed on the violence that swept through Muzaffarnagar in 2013, which was killed at least 65 people. In fact, since 2017, Muzaffarnagar courts have delivered verdicts in 41 cases linked to the riots and delivered a conviction in just one case of murder. All the 40 acquittals have come in cases involving attacks on Muslims. The trial spanned both Samajwadi Party and the current BJP government. The only conviction came on 8th Feb this year when the Sessions Court sentenced 7 accused, Muzammil, Mujassim, Furqan, Nadeem, Janangir, Afzal and Iqbal, to life in prison for the murder of cousins Gaurav and Sachin in Kawal village on the 27th of August 2013, the incident that is said to have triggered the riots. But the Indian Express scrutinized court records and testimonies of complainants and witnesses and interviewed officials in the 10 cases of acquittal to find that from one family burnt alive to three friends dragged into a village and killed, from a father hacked to death with swords to an uncle beaten to death with spades, 53 men accused of murder walked free. I am not even going to mention Samjhota Express, but okay, now that you are done not giving a shit about the news above, let's move to some other stories from India, like the pajama party at the Karnataka Vidhan Sabha. If you weren't invited, it's because it was only for the Operation Kamal members, aka BJP. Ruling Congress JDS coalition in Karnataka live to fight another day, but faces an uncertain future on Friday. That is today, after Governor Vajubhai Vala directed Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy to prove his majority in the state assembly before 1:30 p.m. Now, BJP leader B.S. Yediyurappa said his party members would stay put in the house overnight, and they did. Photographs showed BJP lawmakers dressed in their night clothes and armed with pillows and bed sheets camping inside the beautiful Vidhan Sabha in the state capital last night. Will this drama come to an end today? Well, we'll have to just wait and watch. But speaking of dramas, after a resounding success of turning a TV star into a union minister and seeing the success of TMC's actors in parliament, BJP in Bengal has also upped its acting repertoire. Well, several Bengali actors, including Parno Mitra, joined the BJP On Thursday, in presence of party leaders including its West Bengal unit head Dilip Ghosh and senior functionary Mukul Roy. Welcoming the 12 actors into the party fold, Ghosh said the people in the state are inspired by the leadership and development work done by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, the NCP, that's the Nationalist Congress Party, the Trinamool Congress and the Communist Party of India face the prospect of losing their national party status following their performance in the Lok Sabha elections, with the Election Commission on Thursday issuing them a show cause notice. But the Commission has asked them to explain why their national party status should not be revoked. Before we head to international news, we take a detour via Bengal, where three persons were electrocuted and six suffered burn injuries when a man set out a live electrical wire outside his neighbor's house to take revenge against a person who had eloped with his wife. And no one shot this on TikTok. And with that, let's head straight to the Strait of Hormuz. US President Donald Trump has said the US Navy shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. He said the USS Boxer amphibious assault ship took defensive action on Thursday after the drone came within about 1,000 yards of the vessel. Iran said it had no information about losing a drone. While in June, Iran downed a US military drone in the same area. And off to Japan, where a man screaming, "You die," burst into an animation studio in Kyoto, doused it with a flammable liquid and set it on fire yesterday, killing 33 people in an attack that shocked the country and brought an outpouring of grief from anime fans. The Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the attack too appalling for words and offered condolences. There were more than 70 people in the building, which is Kyoto Animation's main studio. Some reports said the man had shouted, "You ripped me off," as he set fire to the building. Speaking of fire, did you know that the world experienced its hottest June on record last month, with an average temperature worldwide at 61.6 Fahrenheit, according to new data by the US National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or the NOAA, who said that the global temperature was 1.7 Fahrenheit warmer than the 20th century average. The heat was most notable in parts of Europe, Russia, Canada, and South America. And on that note, we wish you a lovely weekend ahead. Take rest. I'll see you again on Monday. Until then, goodbye from takeapart.in.